While we're talking history and we're talking years and all that, let's put some context behind what we're seeing from this defense this year, because it deserves to be discussed as one of the all-time great defenses.
It does. And I think that we started this conversation a little bit last year correctly in the pre-show. You'd mentioned last year we talked about this. Should this be considered the Chiefs' greatest defense of all time? And then people cited some from like the 60s and 70s that you and I certainly didn't get to watch. And some of the ones we did watch with Tom Bahali and Eric Berry that were top five in points per game and had several, I think, people who were on pace to be and are Chiefs Hall of Famers, at least on that end. There is no way you can't tell me right now this defense should not be considered for all-time great defense run. It starts with the stat that they're currently in the active part of, which is the Chiefs' streak of 28 games of not allowing 30 points. It is the first time in 17 years that teams have done that, and that was the Ravens, a team that gold in our lifetime, we probably deem the greatest defense we watched. Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, we remember them being a dominating force every single year. I do not know why we would not give the Chiefs that kind of credit. And the only reason I could think of is there aren't enough Hall of Famers on the field. Chris Jones is going to be a Hall of Famer. There is no other player I can guarantee you will end up there. I would say the early career for Trent McDuffie is certainly a positive sign. Right. And then really nobody else probably has a realistic chance of being in that. But look at the numbers. The stats support that this is as good as the Bucs. Early 2000s, the Ravens in the 2000s.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't watch the Steel Curtain or the...
Sure.
You know, whatever, but...
Thinking of age, none of us were around to watch that, and even the 85 Bears. So there's definitely that perspective that is warranted. But even last year, we were having a conversation just in terms of how this defense had stacked up in Chiefs history. That was the conversation last year. Now we're taking it a step further and talking about in the NFL history. But last year, I know we got some pushback when we said last year's defense was the best in Chiefs history. We got a lot of people saying, wait. And it probably goes back to the Hall of Fame stuff because people were bringing up guys like Bobby Bell and Emmitt Thomas, et cetera.
Yeah, Hall of Famers.
You know, looking at what that defense was capable of. And there's definitely some context that is needed. But I think what makes this so special, not only because they're winning multiple rings during it, that's definitely part of the equation during the stretch. They've already won one ring and they're the favorite to win another one this year. That has to count for something when the team is being led by the defense.
Correct.
That's part of it. The other equation is when you reference the 2000 and the 2002 Ravens, and heck, I'll throw in the Bucs team even from that 03 Super Bowl against the Raiders.
Warren Sapp, Derek
Brooks.
Yeah, when
it was Dungy versus Gruden and all that was before they flipped spot or before Gruden went to Tampa. And that was still an era in football where it was not as pass friendly. It was getting there. It was definitely trending in that direction at that point, but the rules hadn't fully shifted to be even more offense friendly. And so to me in 2023, now 2024, what defenses are doing, if you're dominant like the Chiefs, if you're led like the Chiefs are by this defense, to do that now in this era, I think it's somewhat more impressive, man. We see the NFL has become way more of an offensive league. And I know early this year we discussed how scoring was down. It's not really anymore. And so I think that context is needed if we're going to have the historical conversation about the defense, is that let's give them credit. I think it's harder to play defense right now than it was then. We hear all the time from former players that, oh, I could have hit that guy and I wouldn't have been a penalty at all. And now you can barely touch the guy or whatever. Like that kind of stuff, that makes your job tougher if you're McDuffie, if you're Chris Jones, anybody.
If you're a defensive lineman trying to take a quarterback out of the game. I'm sure I could hold a team to 12 points a game if I was allowed to, I don't know, essentially commit attempted murder on the quarterback for 14 plays a game where you could wrench into their legs, twist around their body, a million other things. And I think that's part of the reason it doesn't get mentioned. In my lifetime, there are the two we mentioned, the Bucs and the Ravens. I think about those in my childhood. I would say the Seahawks, Legion of Boom.
For sure, 2015 Broncos.
Because that's back-to-back Super Bowl trips that were led by the defense when Russell Wilson was a very young thing. Maybe this comes down to they need a nickname. Legion of Boom, Steel Curtain, do they need a nickname? Maybe a nickname would help?
I don't know if they need a nickname. I don't think they need a nickname. I mean,
I don't have any suggestions. I'm just saying, is that holding them back?
The 2015 Broncos defense that carried Peyton Manning to a title, I don't think they had a nickname.
Not that I remember now.
No, but like that defense, if you look at the numbers, truly was one of the all-time greats. That's why they were able to win the Super Bowl. But
they carried Peyton Manning's corpse to a Super Bowl that year.
Yeah, I don't have a name for you. I mean, I also think this goes back to us talking about Steve Spagnuolo. It all ties together. You're right that, you know, maybe there's one Hall of Famer in Chris Jones, but the scheme is why this works. And that's where Spags, to me, should become the first coordinator to ever go into the Hall of Fame based on what he's been able to accomplish. Because what you said about there maybe being just one, we'll see the rest of the careers for Trent McDuffie and maybe somebody else. But that, to me, speaks to how great of a scheme it is for Steve Spagnuolo. They can kind of plug and play in some certain spots. You know, right now, with what they're doing at corner opposite Trent McDuffie due to the Jalen Watson injury. Hell, that it was Jalen Watson before. He was playing at such a high level. No disrespect to him, but like, he's kind of just a guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he is.
And so that makes this more impressive for Spags.
I just think, I mean, I don't think there's any argument that this is the single greatest defensive run we've seen in Chiefs history, which probably adds to the whole we're in the golden era part of it, right? We're getting the best 2-3 year run of defense in Chiefs history, coupled with Patrick Mahomes and Super Bowl rings and a million other things.
You see the suggestions. We're getting a lot for a nickname of this defense.
Oh, okay.
We're getting the Red Wall from multiple people. The Red Wall.
I don't hate that.
The Red Storm. The Red Scare. The D of Red.
Someone says the Broncos were no fly zone.
Is that what it was?
But that one didn't stick. I don't remember it now.
Okay.
But I do think if you're talking about from like a, this sounds so stupid, but these national, like, you look, Bleacher Report's got an article up, and they put the 1969 Chiefs in the top 10 of greatest defenses of all time, right? So not all of them had them. Someone had to do some research. But for the ones that we remember, some of them just didn't, they had nicknames. And if you want national pundits talking about them, sometimes you need to have stuff to say like that. It sounds stupid, but sometimes
the closest we have to that here is Chris Jones being the CEO of Sac Nation, right? Like that's the closest we kind of have to anything right now attached to this defense.
They didn't have a single player with a nickname, you know? Like, they have a single defensive player with a nickname?
No, not that fans know.
That kind of
not that fans
right?
know and stuff. I'm sure in the locker room, some players have a nickname or
like
whatever.
The Royals have Pasquatch, our NFL insider, who will join us coming up in 20 minutes.
He is going to join us in 20.
But yeah, I just don't know. The Red Scare? Do we want to bring back stuff
I don't have a better suggestion. I'm not really digging many of the names so far that have come in, but that's why we can workshop this here. The Red Wall, I understand it. I get it.
None of them have
stood out and been obvious, though, where they're like, okay, that's the one.
I think in order for Sac Nation to just be like the name of the defense we remember, I think they would have had to lead the league in sacks one of those years. They were second and third. I don't know where they are now this year, but
someone says Stone Cold Jones. We do have a nickname. Okay.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, sorry. But again, if somebody's just casually mentioning him, I don't know that they say it that way.
Furious George. Yeah, I don't know if that one is. People will call Karloftis that, but that was. I don't know if that's fully stuck at this point or not.
I think they'll say
better than the Georgie Porgy thing that our old producer tried to get going. Nick, shout out Nick.
You're still anti-Georgie Porgy pudding pie?
Yeah, that one never took off. I know the shirts were made, but it never took off.
I don't even have one of those shirts.
No, I don't either. I never got one. We gave those. We were at when we did our guest bartending with our friends over at Social and Waldo. Owner of Waldo, not Waldo, the owner of Social at Waldo, liked the shirts a lot.
Someone said every single name that you've listed so far is better than Club Fantastic. Look, that didn't last long.
That's why we got rid of it.
We moved on.
And we still haven't had a permanent sign made because we're still.
I'm still leery on the fan club. I'm still.
I know you didn't like it. The fan club is fine, but also like, I think we should just kind of just made it simple. Instead of Club 610, we just called it the 965 Club or Club 965 and just been done with it.
Yeah. In retrospect, that kind of does sound better than the fan club.
Just be done with it and just go with the numbers of the station again and let's move on.
Mm-hmm. So we can stop guessing what we want to call it.
Yeah.
It's going to go through three name changes in a single year. All of a sudden, we're the Washington Commanders franchise.
Someone says they call them the Wolf Pack on defense.
Someone said the Red Curtain of Terror.
You can't do the curtain thing.
It was already the steel curtain.
Yeah.
I don't think you can just flip it. I don't think you can do that.
Just doesn't.
People mentioning the '90s, there was like the tribe. Yeah, I don't think that's coming back. Okay, we'll workshop this.